Bob, our question this week comes in from Barbara. She writes, I love drinking Syrah, and a friend mentioned I should try a Petite Syrah. Are they related? What are the differences? First off the bat, what struck me is I think they're spelled differently, right?
That's right. The Y versus an I versus a Y. And they are spelled differently, but I can't say that that's where the similarities end because they are similar in their styles. Okay. They are somewhat similar, but one is the refined red wine, and one is kind of, it's the rascal. It can be, Petite Syrah can be a little bit more rustic, a little bit more raw, if you will. But by and large, they both provide a lot of pleasure. Barbara, I love drinking Syrah too. I drink a lot of Syrah because it has all kinds of aspects, aromatic finesse, aromatic dimension, great on the palate, lots of color without a lot of extraordinary astringency, and it's certainly age-worthy. Petite Syrah, on the other hand, is, like I mentioned, a little bit less refined. It can be hard, it can be astringent, it can be well-colored, delivering flavors of kind of generic black fruits, a little bit of black pepper. But Syrah, not Petite Syrah, but Syrah can take on a lot more dimension. I like Petite Syrah now and then. It's a great blender. Sometimes you'll find in California, Petite Syrah is often blended in with Zinfandel. Zinfandel is a little blousier, a little bit more angular, and Petite Syrah can provide some meat on the bones, if you will. Whereas Syrah, S-Y-R-A-H, stands on its own. But by all means, try out Petite Syrah. You're going to find there are a couple of producers in California who really make a religion out of Petite Syrah, and you'll enjoy them very much.
I like how you use the term rustic for Petite Syrah. So would Petite Syrah be the Wild West and Syrah would be the city slicker?
You got it. I love it. That is great pop culture.